spending your Saturday morning with Rosie on the House with Tales of Arizona here in the 7 o'clock hour. We're talking and featuring Gila County this morning. Okay, and we're talking about all of the Romero family memories of Gila County. We're going to cover a lot of different things about Gila County. One of the things that Gila County stands out most memorably for me is it is the only place, the only county I've ever been involved in an honest-to-goodness barroom shootout.
I'm glad I didn't know about it till later.
Yeah, baby. Well,
it was just like that, Mike.
We were building a home for a client up above Pine, Arizona, and we were living in the Phoenix area at the time, so I was commuting on weekends. Friday night, I'd run up there and work all weekend, come back, and we were building in the Portals. Portals 2, I believe, and this has to go back to about 19, right after we were married, 79 maybe? And so I'm running up there on Friday later than I wanted it to be. And as I'm approaching the little community of Rye, Arizona, there is a bar there that used to be called The Friendly Place. Now, what more comfortable setting could there be? The Friendly Place. So I go into The Friendly Place.
A little deceiving, was it?
It was known at the time for its hamburgers. They were absolutely delicious. Now, this is just right next. As you go through Rye now, you can't miss that motorcycle bicycle yard there on the east side of Beeline Highway. And The Friendly Place is right next to there. It hasn't been open in several years, and it's changed ownership and it's changed names over the years. But I walk in, and the bar is right there, and I sit down at the bar with my back to the front door. There's a man sitting to my right who's a younger man, and he's a veteran, and we start talking, and I order a hamburger. And this older gentleman walks in not long behind me a few minutes later and starts getting in a fight with this veteran. Now, this veteran has biceps the size of my thighs. He's got a neck the size of a 15-inch truck tire. I mean, the guy is solid as a rock. And this older fella is showing the signs of wear. He's not going to be able to hold his own against this guy. That's obvious. And they're fighting over the girl that's serving the hamburgers and the hot dogs. And so I'm thinking, this can only go from bad to worse. And I calm everybody down and I said, look, why didn't everybody just sit down? We'll stay here. You go sit at the other end, and I'll just buy a round for everybody, and we'll all be happy, okay? Well, that started to work until the old man all of a sudden got a bee in his bonnet, ran out the door, and the next thing we know, the entire bar is being lit up by a machine gun. The lanterns over our heads are exploding. The windows are exploding. And me and this guy dive over the bar. And thank goodness what we're diving behind is the big, huge commercial ice maker. And when the guy finishes his shooting, he jumps in his car and just drives to Payson.
Do you think he ever got caught?
Oh, so the barmaid, the lady serving the hamburgers, calls the police and she says, look, you know, she knew his name. Everybody knew who he was and said he's driving his Bronco and he's heading into Payson. Well, they found him shortly thereafter. But when the police got there, they dug out 7 bullets from that ice maker. And I never thought to ask him, could I please have one of those lanterns for a souvenir? Because it was just riddled with bullets.
Did you say you thank your prayers?
So, got a letter in the mail back at home. They wanted me to show up in Globe at the county courthouse and testify against this guy. And the day before we were supposed to drive up there and testify, I got a notice from the courthouse that the case had been settled. I have no idea how it was settled, but... No, the guy next to me took a little round in his arm. I mean, so he lost a little blood. It was just a scratch. But
well, either he was a really bad shot or he wasn't aiming.
Well, man, he was very, very drunk. I can testify to that. Hey, a couple great events going on today, and these are right here in the Phoenix area. There is a Just for Kids Fishing Festival at Tempe Kiwanis Park, and it is going on. The Anglers United is throwing it. It's actually a great event for kids that just show up between 8 a.m. this morning and 2 p.m. You don't need a fishing license. You don't even need fishing gear. All the kids show up. They're going to fish for free. You'll have loaner equipment there. Everything will be there for you. You won't need to bring a single thing except a kid. So bring a kid to that. Another great event that Fish and Game has going on, and we've notified y'all of this event before, and the last time Fish and Game did this, we actually received several emails and letters from people thanking us for bringing it to their attention because it was such a great event for parents and children and grandparents and grandchildren. It is they need volunteers for the Endangered Black-Footed Ferret Spotlight event up in Aubrey Valley. Now, volunteers must have the ability to stay attentive from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. while you're doing the spotlighting.
Counts us out.
Counts us out. Volunteers should note any equipment they can bring, such as a GPS, a clipboard, a headlamp, a ballpoint pen, binoculars, walkie-talkies, compass, cordless rechargeable spotlight, backpack, and a 4x4 vehicle. You can contact Arizona Fish and Game. They're going to be doing this the weekend of March 24th through the 26th and April 21st through the 24th. Those are just a couple great events for kids. Next weekend, we've got the Tres Rios Festival, which is out at the Tres Rios Wildlife Area. It is an all-day free event, free admission, free parking, and they've got zip lines to ride out over the desert. They've got lots of dog demonstrations, both the hunting dog variety as well as the search and rescue dog demonstrations. They've got kayaking classes, canoeing classes. They have archery ranges set up, and they have a recycling fashion show that I hear is like the hit of the whole weekend, where kids use any recycled material they want to build an outfit.
I'd love to see pictures.
I guess
we'll have to ask them for some.
So we'll have to try and get out there. And that is the weekend of March 5th and 6th. So there's a whole bunch of great events for you to get your kids outside and enjoy this great state of Arizona. When we get back, there's a book festival coming up in Payson you got to know about.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.